نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله It is the fadl and grace of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that we have completed three sessions on the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Today we proceed with the life of another great, illustrious, and amazing Sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in the year of the elephants. 10 years thereafter, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born. And 13 years after the year of the elephant, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was from the Qurayshi tribe and he was also related to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the ancestral background and lineage of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beginning stage of Islam, there was so much of propaganda against the religion of Islam, against Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against the Sahaba, that people were planning and plotting to kill and assassinate Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, when the Kuffar of Makkah gathered and they discussed who offers himself to kill and assassinate Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu volunteered. He said that I will go and kill and assassinate Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the way, he came across another great illustrious Sahabi, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas asked him, where are you going to? Say, I'm going to kill and assassinate Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going to assassinate Muhammad. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala had already accepted Islam, but his Islam was not known. So he told to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how dare you think you are going to kill Muhammad? And the tribe of Banu Hashim, the tribe of Banu Zuhra, they are going to leave you. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, it appears as though you also accepted Islam. So they both took out their swords to fight with each other. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas told him, what are you worried about me? Take care of your own home. Your sister Fatima and your brother-in-law Sayyid ibn Zayd, they also accepted Islam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu left Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas and immediately headed to the home of his sister. Inside the home of Fatima and Sa'id ibn Zayd, there was another Sahabi, Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was teaching Fatima and Sa'id ibn Zayd the Quran Kareem, reciting to them and teaching them the Quran Kareem. The moment they heard the voice of Umar, Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu hid away. Fatima opened the door. And immediately upon opening the door, Umar started beating her. Sayyid ibn Zayd intervened and Umar radiallahu ta'ala started beating him up. So profusely, that Fatima happened to say, oh my brother, do whatever you want to do. We have brought Iman on Allah, we have brought Iman on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do whatever you have to do. A brother is a brother. He cooled down and after enraging himself, he felt pity for his sister. And he asked, what are these pages in front of you? These were the pages of the Quran which Khabbab forgot to hide. Say, I can't give it to you because these are the words of Allah. You need to cleanse yourself. You need to purify yourself. Umar radiallahu ta'ala took a wash and thereafter she gave him the pages of the Quran on which this verse of Surah Taha was recited, Innani anallah La ilaha illa ana fa'budni. The meaning of which is, Allah says, innani anallah. Most definitely, I am Allah. La ilaha illa ana. There's no one worthy of worship but me. Fa'budni. Worship me alone. Umar radiallahu ta'ala came at this point, he stopped. And that created a change, a revolution in his heart. He immediately burst out crying and accepts Islam. The moment he did that, Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala was hiding in the house, he came out. He said, glad tidings to you. Now this incident was on a Friday, so Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala told him, glad tidings to you, last night on a Thursday night, I heard Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making this dua, Allahumma izdil Islam bi Umar aw bi Amr ibn Hisham. Oh Allah, give izzat, respect, honor to Islam through Umar or through Abu Jahl. And it appears that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala favored you to strengthen Islam through you. The following day, Umar radiallahu ta'ala goes to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and embraces Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accepts Islam on the hands of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have mentioned, "Annasu ma'adin ka ma'adin al-dhahabi wal-fidda, khiyaruhum fil jahiliya, khiyaruhum fil Islam idha faquhu." People are mines, like how you get mines of gold and silver, they're all valuables contained in it. Likewise, every human being is a mine for himself. Every human being got some valuables in him. The best among you in Islam is the best among you. Or the best among you in the time of Jahiliyyah, if you had some skills when you were a non-Muslim, if you had some skills in the time of Jahiliyyah, those skills, the best part of you, will become more clearer, more manifest after you have accepted Islam and after you understood Deen. And that is clearly translated in the life of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Great skills Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put into him, but after having accepted Islam, those skills became manifest, and it is through him that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given respect, dignity, honor to the religion of Islam. I thought it would be more appropriate for me to read some ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, spoke about the fadail and virtues of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one hadith it is mentioned in Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laqad kana fima qablakum min al-umam muhaddathun, fa'iyyaku fi ummati ahad fa'innahu Umar. The meaning of it is, in the past, in the preceding nations, there were some people who used to get true, correct, proper inspirations. In our language, kashf or ilham. Accurate kashf, accurate inspiration. In the past, there were people like that, they used to get that kind of inspiration. If there's anyone in my ummah that gets accurate and proper inspiration, it is none other than Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His heart was like a mirror, and Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is to inspire Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one hadith, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu qal, ista'adana Umar radiallahu anhu ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa indahu niswatun min Quraysh yukallimnahu. Once, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some woman, here referring to the Mubarak blessed wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But aliyatan aswatuhunna, they raised their voices. Falamma sta'adana Umar, qumna fabadarna al-hijab. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala came, they heard Umar is at the door. They got so afraid, they woke up from around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they went behind the curtain to hide themselves behind the curtain. فَدَخَلَ Umar wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yarhak. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he entered the house, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually smiling. فَقَالَ أَذْهَكَ اللَّهُ سِنَّكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Umar radiallahu ta'ala tells, "Ya Rasulullah, may Allah keep you smiling. What is the reason that you are smiling? Something happened?" فَقَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَجِبْتُ مِنْهَا أُولَٰئِ اللَّاتِي كُنَّ عِنْدِي. I'm surprised with these women who were just seated around me just now. فَلَمَّا سَمْعِنَا سَوْتَكْ ابْتَدَرْنَا الْحِجَابِ.
The moment they heard your voice, they got so afraid, they ran away from you and went behind the curtains. So Umar radiallahu anhu didn't stop at that. He was seated right next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he addresses the Mubarak wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells to them, Ya aduwati anfusihinna, atahabnani wala tahabna Rasulallah. O enemies of your souls. Umar is telling the Mubarak wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enemies of your souls. You're afraid of me, you're not afraid of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from behind the curtain, the Mubarak wives of Nabi Sallam replied, Naam, anta afas wa akhlas. Yes, Umar, you are a harsh person. We can talk like that to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is soft. We can't talk with you like that. Faqala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ihi ibn al-Khattab. Before Umar said anything else to the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there would be cross discussion, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped Umar. Ihi ibn al-Khattab. Hold on, Umar. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي مَا لَقِيَكَ الشَّيْطَانُ سَالِكًا فَجُّ قَتُّ إِلَّا سَلَكَ فَجًّا غَيْرَ فَجِّكْ. Hold on, Ibn Khattab. By him in whose hands is my soul, Shaitan will never meet you in any road, ever. But when the Shaitan would see you walking in one road, Shaitan would change his road, switch his road, and avoid a confrontation with you. That is how harsh you are. Leave aside the wives complaining about the harshness. Even the shaitan complains about the harshness. In one hadith, An Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dakhaltu jannah faidha ana bir rumaysa imrati abi talha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, once I went into Jannah, either it was the incident of Mi'raj, or either it was in a dream of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sallam saw, I saw Rumaysa, the wife of Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. Wasamitu khashafatan. And then I heard the movement of the shoes, the footsteps. Faqultu man hadha. So I said, whose footsteps are these? Faqal hadha Bilal. And these are the footsteps of Bilal. Waraitu qasran bin fina'ihi jariyatun. And then I saw a palace, and beside the palace there was a very beautiful woman. فَقُلْتُ لِمَنْ هَذَا. Whose palace is this? فَقَالُوا لِعُمَرْ ibn Khattab. To the palace of Umar ibn Khattab. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just such a beautiful palace, such an imposing palace. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَدْخُلَهُ فَأَنْذُرْ إِلَيْهِ فَذَكَرْتُ غَيْرَتَكَ. I wanted to go inside your palace, and I wanted to view the beauty of the palace, but I remembered your temperament of possessiveness. Ghairat. So when Nabi Kareem mentioned this to Umar, Umar mentioned, Bi abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulallah, may my mother and father be sacrificed upon you, ya Rasulallah. A'alayka aghar? Possessiveness is a good quality in a man, but not upon you, ya Rasulallah. Why should I be possessive over you, ya Rasulallah? So that shows the high, lofty maqam of Umar ibn Khattab. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his palace in Jannah. What can we tell about such a sahabi who the Nabi of Allah has seen his palace in Jannah? In one hadith, An ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, Sami'tu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Baina ana na'im, ra'aytu an-nasa yu'raduna alayya wa alayhim qumus. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about this dream. I was sleeping, and I saw people, yeah, refers to the sahaba. They were being presented to me, and on my sahaba in my dream, there's various sahaba wearing different size of garments, different type of qamises, different type of kurtas. And minha yablughu thudya wa minha ma duna dhalik. Some of these kurtas will till the chest, some of them below that, some of them below that, different size of kurtas and garments. Wa urida aliya ibn Abd al-Khattab wa alayhi qamisun yajurruhu. And in my dream, Umar ibn Khattab was also presented, and I saw a long garment, qamis, kurta, on Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. It was so long that he was actually dragging it on the ground. So, what does this dream mean? So, Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, Fama awwalta thalika, Ya Rasulullah? What is the interpretation of the dream, Ya Rasulullah? So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ad-deen, indicating the strength and the depth of the deen of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one hadith, An ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah ja'ala al-haqq ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi.
This hadith is in Tirmizi and this hadith is Hasan, authentic, reliable. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, most definitely Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala placed haqq, truthfulness, on the tongue of Umar and on the heart of Umar. In one hadith, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, none other than Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali himself is saying and praising Umar ibn Khattab. Those of you who understand my emphasis would understand why I'm referring to Hazrat Ali, how Hazrat Ali himself, nobody else but Ali radiallahu ta'ala, is praising Umar ibn Khattab. And he's saying, مَا كُنَّا نُبْعِدْ أَنَّ السَّكِينَةَ تَنْتِقُ عَلَى لِسَانِ عُمَرْ. That we never used to think it was far-fetched that sakina, peace, itminan, chain, in our language, it used to come upon the tongue of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, which means whenever Umar radiallahu ta'ala should talk, we should feel a sense of peace, sukoon, itminan. Sometimes we may know something, but when somebody just have to say it, we just feel the peace and satisfaction in our heart. That's what Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one hadith, amazing hadith, and just think and ponder upon the high position of Umar ibn Khattab. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala says, and again, this hadith is absolutely authentic and reliable. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر بن الخطاب. After me, had there been a Nabi, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم is the seal of all prophets, no Nabi to come after the Rasul of Allah. But look at the high position that Nabi Kareem is talking about Umar ibn al-Khattab. If there happened to be a Nabi after me, then it would have been Umar ibn al-Khattab. Subhanallah. In one hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, both of them narrate. They say, وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاس. There were three things in which I made a recommendation. I merely just made a recommendation, and Allah sent down wahi according to my opinion and my rai. One can imagine. Hazrat Umar is just giving an opinion, and immediately Almighty Allah Tabarak will send down wahi and revelation according to the opinion of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. The one was, he suggested to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Maqam Ibrahim, that stone on which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to stand and build the Kaaba Sharif. He suggested, O Prophet of Allah, why don't we make that a specific place to perform salah? Suggested, it's a great place, and it's a place where Allah's rahmat and mercy, mu'ajizah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took place there, so we should be performing salah there. Not long thereafter, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed this verse, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. Make the Maqam Ibrahim a place to perform salah. But this was before the wahi came, Umar ibn Khattab presented his opinion. Second, he said, O Prophet of Allah, this was before the laws of hijab came. All type of people come to the house, and sometimes there will be munafiqeen also coming. Umar radiallahu ta'ala had a lot of ghairat, possessiveness. And he hated the fact that people would look at the Mubarak wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with evil eyes. So he said to Prophet of Allah, why don't you tell your wife to make hijab and parda? And it was not long after that, that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, upon the opinion of Umar ibn Khattab, sent down ayat of hijab, that the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam need to put hijab and adopt the laws of hijab. And the third is, there was an incident that took place where the wives of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were asking for maintenance. More maintenance from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala got very upset. And he told them that, don't you know the adab and respect for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And indeed, the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew it. But it was feminine temperament that made them do what they did. So, it was not long thereafter, Allah revealed this verse, Asa رَبُّهُ إِن طَلَّقَ كُنَّ يُبْدِلَهُ أَزْوَاجًا خَيْرًا مِنْ كُنَّ مُسْلِمَاتٍ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ قَانِتَاتٍ تَائِبَاتٍ عَابِدَاتٍ سَائِحَاتٍ ثَيِّبَاتٍ وَأَبْكَارًا. If Allah wants, Allah will separate all of you for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give better wife to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all the qualities that are enumerated in this verse. But this was first suggested by Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So again, and the hadith that says, had there been any Nabi after me, it would have been Umar ibn al-Khattab. In one hadith, it is stated, the hadith, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني لا أدري ما بقى فيكم. I don't know how long I'm going to be living after you. Among you, after you, or after leaving you, I don't know how long I will be living. So Nabi Sahib mentioned, فَقْتَدَوْ بِاللَّزَيْنِ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Follow two people after me. Among from all the Sahaba, every Sahabi is accepted, but as a leader and whose guidance you should specifically take after my demise, Nabi Sahib mentioned Abu Bakr wa Umar. In one hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Hantab says, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr wa Umar. Once, Nabi Kareem saw Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, and he referred to both the Sahaba, to Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar, Hadan, As-Sam'u wal-Basar. These two, Abu Bakr and Umar, one is my eyes, one is my ears. And the eyes and ears of a person is very close to a person. And imagine when the Rasul of Allah is regarding Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, one as the eye, one as the ear. So understand what great maqam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given to them. And in fact, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا وَلَهُ وَذِيرَانْ مِنْ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ وَوَذِيرَانْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. Every Nabi had two assistants, people very close to him, angels, two from the skies and two from the earth. Now, فَأَمَّا وَذِيرَانْ مِنْ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ, my assistants among the angels is Jibreel and Mikael. وَأَمَّا وَذِيرَانْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ, and my two assistants in this earth, Abu Bakr wa Umar. Imagine that from the sky it was Jibreel and Mikael, on earth Abu Bakr and Umar. And in one hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, once Nabi Kareem told the Sahaba, يَتَّلِيُ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Just now a person will pass by, he is from among the inmates of Jannah. So فَتَّلَى Abu Bakr. It's soon thereafter Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala happened to pass by. So that showed that Abu Bakr Siddiq was a Jannati. ثُمَّ قَالْ يَتَّلِيُ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after mentioned, just now another person going to pass by, he's a Jannati. So again, when the people looked, فَتَّلَى Umar, they saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came. It's clear that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave Basharat of Jannat. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, in this world, he was given Basharat of Jannah. And there is so many other ahadiths pertaining to the high maqam of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, realization and understanding of the high lofty maqam of the Sahaba. And all these ahadiths that we are narrating, it's meant to inspire us. And it is meant for us to start loving the Sahaba. When we have information about them, then you love them. And if you don't have adequate information, how are you going to love somebody without having information? So the whole idea is talking about them, extolling their virtues, so that we think high about them, and then the love of Iman will come into us. Through this, inshallah, we'll get closer to Almighty Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.